Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings.
Shabbat Shalom. Am Israel, Chai. Am Israel, Chai. Am Israel, Chai. Am Israel, Chai. Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai.
Today's show features a pre-recorded interview with Cyril Gordon from Jewish Outreach International. You're just gonna love it. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Please join us for worship.
Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
This is a song I wrote with my good friend, Aaron Schust. Welcome to Jerusalem, brother.
The one who calms a raging storm. Upon the sea, earth and heaven are your own, yet you're watching over me. How majestic is your name, 'cause there is none like you.
There is none like you.
Well, this is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
So last week, we celebrated Simchat Torah, where we roll the Torah back to the beginning. And I didn't really talk much about it on the air. And even though it's now a week later, I just have to play this song. This is from a group called Zealot Sounds.
Scroll a rolling, the Torah scroll is made of rawhide. It's Adam, Eve, and Moshe, which foods are kosher. God's law by it I abide. All five books that are missing, each week we come and listen. Now we're at the end of the line.
Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight. Turn it back, roll it up, rawhide. Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight, turn it back,
roll it up, rawhide. Rollin', 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 keep that scroller rollin', the Torah scroll is made of rawhide. Is Adam, Eve, and Moshe, which foods are kosher, God's law by it. Each week we come and listen. Now we're at the end of the line.
Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast. Keep it straight, turn it back, roll it up, rawhide. Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast. Keep it straight, turn it back,
roll it up, rawhide.
That was a fun song. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I've been on the air for 22 years now. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. I'm so thankful for my sponsors. Well, here's one of them right now, Upper Cervical Chiropractic. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester in upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Check them out online at www.ucccroc.com. Next up, here's Corey Bell and Lev Shalom. We will dance.
This is Corey Bell from the band Lev Shalom, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Hallelujah. That's a great song. We will dance. Corey Bell with Lev Shalom. Just want to tell you a couple things. I want you to put November the 23rd on your calendar. If you like Ted Pierce, which you'll get to hear one of his songs later, but if you like Ted Pierce, you're going to want to come to Congregation Shema Yisrael on November 23rd. Our services start at 11:30. He's going to be leading us in worship, and it's going to be such an awesome time of praise and great fellowship. And so, again, we're located at 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans. We're at Wallace Hall in the back of the building. November 23rd, don't miss Ted Pierce as he praises the Lord, and there's going to be contagious joy everywhere. Yeah. All right, and I also want to tell you something else. It seems to me that lately somebody's a little shy about calling when there's a contest. Don't call yet, but, you know, last week I asked you, what did King Solomon ask God to give him? And nobody called, so later, in a few minutes, when you hear Gimme Bagels, that's going to be my question. What did King Solomon ask God to give him? Because you didn't get it last week, and it's really easy. So I'll tell you the phone number in a few minutes, but I want you to be thinking about it now. But let's take a trip down memory lane. This is Lamb from the Lamb Trilogy, Baruch Hashem.
Jews, Jerusalem, the Messiah, his only king. And when in the soul of a Jew he reigns, peace to the city he brings. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Behold the son of Abraham, sent by God a people to redeem. When he came forth from Bethlehem, I heard the angels sing. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless his name, for his name is good. Yeshua HaMashiach is the name I love. Bless his name, for his name is good. Sanctified us by his love. Wine of joy, filled with the spirit of Adonai, united in the love Messiah brings. Now we sing to Elohim. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem, Adonai. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach, Yeshua, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Yes, an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb. Next, I want to thank one of my sponsors. Remember, folks, the way I'm able to stay on the air is through your donations and through sponsors. One of my sponsors is Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And yes, we do need heat in our houses right now. It was kind of rough yesterday when some of us lost power. Thank God the power has been restored. But if you would like to have your furnace looked at, or perhaps you just need a new furnace, call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Family owned and operated, the best in town. They love the Lord. They are really good, decent, honest people, and they are excellent. 585-889-7840, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Next, Sally Klein O'Connor. You know, it's really hard to wait for things, but she's waiting for the King of Jews. This is Waiting for the King of Jews Blues.
Long anticipated.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
You know the number to call and you know what to do. 585-222-2990. I already gave you the question. King Solomon, he asked God to give him something. It was kind of surprising when you think about it. What did King Solomon ask God to give him? Now you know it, and you can call now, 585-222-2990. And if you get it right, you get the coupon for bagels. Call now.
4 8 days I've been bagel free. Wow. All that matzah is getting to me.
Wow.
No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven.
Wow.
A little bagel's what I'm waiting for.
Bagel.
Give me lots of my garlic
bagel. Bagel.
Spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest. So give me, give me, give me, give me bagels tonight. Work it out, baby, work it out. All that cream cheese and lots of spot, I got to have some now. When Pesach comes again next year,
wow,
I'll go bagel free again, that's clear.
Wow.
The Torah tells me, and it compels me,
wow,
and I obey Hashem in Him I fear.
Bagel.
Give me lots of my garlic bagel.
Bagel.
Spread thickly too.
Bagel.
It'll be the greatest. So give me, give me, give me, give me bagels tonight. Give me.
Come on, folks. This is so easy. Come on now. What did King Solomon ask God to give him? I got to get a caller. Come on now. You know the drill. Call the station. Make Ethel happy. 585-222-2990 for a coupon for bagels. What did King Solomon ask God to give him? Come on. You know it. 585-222-2990. First person that gets it right wins a coupon for bagels. While you're thinking about that, here's my interview with Cyril Gordon. Cyril Gordon, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, Cyril, I wondered if you could tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you grow up in a Jewish home?
Yeah, my mother was from a Karaite Jewish background. She grew up in Egypt and then moved to France and then to the United States. My father was Ashkenazi Jewish from France. I was born in France but grew up in San Francisco and was raised in a Reform synagogue, the biggest one in San Francisco, Temple Emmanuel. That's where I had my bar mitzvah when I was 13.
Oh, great. Now, growing up as a young Jewish boy, did you ever hear anything at all about Jesus?
Not really. I grew up, we were the only Jews in an Italian Catholic neighborhood, and no one talked about Jesus. You know, I did notice their idols in their churches, and that's what I thought Jesus was about, you know, idols.
Yeah. So, Cyril, the million-dollar question is, how did a nice Jewish boy like you find out that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah?
Well, after my bar mitzvah, I kind of cut loose, and my focus was chasing girls and partying. Ended up going to UC Santa Barbara, where I continued in the party scene, but got sick of it in my sophomore year and started searching for the started asking the big questions: why are we here? What's our purpose? And I was drawn to Eastern religion, got into Buddhism, Taoism, existential, kind of dabbled, finally took a course on Jewish mysticism my last year in college, and that got me interested in looking into my Jewish roots, because there I'm finding that there are Jews that are seeking God in Jewish mysticism, and that intrigued me. I was an art major, and I was accepted on a prestigious art program in Israel to study through the Brofman Institute called NESIA. And so we were sent out there to do art with Israeli artists for several months. And while I was out there, I took some classes with the Orthodox Jews, Aisha Torah, and the Discovery Program. And through those classes, I came to see that, without a doubt, the Bible was inspired by God. And for me back then, was the Old Testament. And so I started taking it serious and tried to be an Orthodox Jew. 1989 to 93, I tried my best to follow the law, more of a modern Orthodox. I hung out with a rabbi, studied Kabbalah, but didn't find the peace I was looking for and wondered what was missing. Had an experience around that time where I really cried out to God and wanted to know where he was. And I had a vision of a roadway to heaven and a man with a beard and a crown of thorns out in the desert. And I didn't understand the vision. But it got me looking into Jesus. I wondered who that man was with the crown of thorns. So from 1990 to 93, I was looking into Jesus, but I kept getting the wrong Jesus until I finally met a true Christian who was not Jewish. And I saw that she had the shalom I was looking for, the spiritual peace and the faith. And she sent me books about the real Jesus that outlined the prophecies, the many prophecies that he fulfilled from the Hebrew Bible. And one night, I went through those prophecies and saw that, without a doubt, Jesus was the one who fulfilled those prophecies, and that he was what was missing in my life, and that only through him could I really be forgiven through his death and resurrection. You know, we're taught as Jews that if you fast and pray on Yom Kippur, you're forgiven. I did that every year. I was never forgiven. They don't teach Leviticus 17:11, the life of a creature is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your soul. It's the blood that makes atonement for your soul. And so to learn that the Messiah gave his innocent blood for the atonement of my soul was good news. And when I accepted that, it was the best day of my life. The heavy darkness that kept me in bondage lifted, and I was free. I was forgiven. My life started that day.
That is such an exciting story. And Cyril, what I find really fascinating is your vision, because had anybody even witnessed to you at that point?
Not really. I told you I started searching in college. Well, I stayed away from Christianity because, as Jews, we're taught it's not for us. So it wasn't even on the table. You know, I would see the occasional street preacher and sort of watch, but nothing really came out of that. No one really shared with me. This kind of came out of nowhere. I finally found out what I believe God was trying to show me in that vision. Jesus says that he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. And so I think that's why we had a roadway to heaven and then a vision of Jesus. God was trying to show me that it's through him that I have access to God.
That is truly amazing. So did you tell the rest of your Jewish family what you had discovered?
Oh, yeah. It was funny because I thought they were going to have a party. I mean, I come from a large Jewish family. Most of them go to synagogue. They have faith in God. And I just found the Messiah. I mean, I thought there was going to be a party. But I found out soon enough that most of them just don't want to know because it goes against their traditions. I mean, I remember telling my mom, and she looked at me and said, fine, believe what you want, but don't preach. I'm like, okay. That's the sad reality. They just don't. They tell me they don't want to know.
Now,
my brother came to faith a year after me. And there are other distant relatives that I found out have come to faith. But my immediate family, you know, they'd rather have their tradition.
They probably think that you converted to another religion. That's the sad thing that happens with our people.
Yeah, it's very sad. And it's been many years, and, you know, I really encourage them to search, but they just don't want to.
Well, that's certainly a prayer opportunity. Well, Cyril, tell me how your life changed after accepting Yeshua, Jesus, into your heart.
Well, when I left college, I was a full-time artist. I sold a lot of paintings. I showed in museums. I had big collectors. I did well. And I had a studio in Emeryville. I was living the life. I had money. I traveled. I partied. But at the same time, I had become addicted to unhealthy sexual practices, unhealthy relationships, and that eventually led to addiction to pornography, and I wasn't in control of my life anymore, and that scared me, and I believe I had demonic influences in my life, and when I came to faith, all that changed. I was no longer a slave to that sin. God helped me completely stop it. I'm married now. I have three kids. I've been faithful to my wife for 20 years. None of that would have happened if God hadn't changed me. I used to swear like a drunken pirate. I haven't sworn since I came to faith in Jesus. I mean, he changed my language completely. I'm less selfish than I used to be. I care about people more. And I'm not afraid of death anymore. I'm able to forgive. You know, I grew up without a dad. My dad left when I was young, and I was able to forgive him. In fact, we're friends now. I talk to him every week on the phone. That never would have happened if God didn't change me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cyril, how is God using you today?
Oh, I'm in full-time evangelism. You know, my heart's desire is that my Jewish people come to know their Messiah. And so I minister to them here in Southern California. I do a lot of evangelism at Venice Beach. We give out free Bibles in Hebrew, English, Spanish. I work with a ministry called Jewish Outreach International. I disciple Jews that have just come to faith, and I'm ministering to Jews that are seeking. I have a monthly Jewish men's barbecue, which is kind of like a minion of 12 men to get together to encourage each other in their spiritual journey. Most of them are Jews. So I've been spearheading Jewish evangelism in Southern California for over 19 years. So I'm kept pretty busy.
Well, you'd be a great person to ask. Let's say when this program airs, people listening are going to want to know the best way to reach their Jewish friends and neighbors, and especially, how do you deal with a person that believes the Bible is just a bunch of stories written by man? They don't believe that it's even the Word of God. How do you reach someone like that?
Well, I have to remind them that the Bible is very unique. It's 100% accurate when it comes to prophecy. There's no other book like that. It's completely 100% accurate archaeologically, historically, scientifically. I mean, look, the Bible talks about the earth being a sphere and floating on nothing. thousands of years before man even knew that to be a fact. It talks about the stars being uncountable. Mankind thought that the only stars out there were the ones you could see with your naked eye for many, many, many years. It's only with the advent of telescopes and flying to the moon that we know that the stars can't be counted. There's lots of proof that the Bible is the Word of God. Unfortunately, most people just don't want to know that information. They want to live in the dark, and they think they're hiding from God, but they're not. He sees everything.
And so what do you say to a person that says, well, you know, I'm a good person. I don't lie. I don't steal. I don't cheat. I don't commit adultery. I'm a good person, you know, so why shouldn't God let me into heaven? And you know, what do you tell people like that? Because, I mean, I'm sure you must encounter all kinds of people when you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ask them, well, let's see how good you are. Have you ever lied? And they'll say no. Well, then they just lied.
Of course.
You know, people want to believe what they want to believe. And if they, in their mind, think they're a good person, no matter what you tell them, they're not going to change that attitude. But if they're honest and sincere and they do look at even the Ten Commandments, do they really stand up to the Ten Commandments? Have they broken all of them? Or, you know, people need to be real with themselves. And when they are, God will show them the truth.
Amen. You mentioned Venice Beach. I visited there once when I was visiting my sister. That is an interesting place with a lot of strange spirits. I can only imagine the types of encounters you must have there.
Oh, yeah. People don't know, but it's one of the most visited places in California. Thousands of people from all over the world go there every day, especially between May and September. I mean, at our free lit table, we calculated that on any given day, 2,000 to 3,000 people will walk by our table in every hour. So the exposure is huge, and people are not in a rush to get anywhere. They're just strolling up and down this walkway, enjoying the sights and the scenery and the people. So it's a great place to be there to minister to people. And we don't just minister to Jews. Everyone's welcome to our table. We do fly the Jerusalem flag from our canopy, and that attracts a lot of Israelis. They want to know what's going on. And we have Hebrew New Testaments that we encourage them to read.
If people want to know more about your ministry, where can they find it?
Our website is SaveTheJews.org, and they can check that out.
And Cyril, how would you like us to be praying for you, your ministry, your family, anything at all?
Pray. Pray for favor and wisdom as I continue to grow in this new ministry. That the Lord's will be done in my life.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm so glad that our mutual friend Stephen recommended you to me, and it's been delightful to meet you over the phone, and I pray the Lord's blessing on you and that you will have many rich encounters and lead many people to the Lord.
Thank you. Do I have one more minute?
You do.
I forgot to mention, something happened to me right before my eyes were opened to who Jesus is. I had an encounter in a dream of an incredible being that was wrapped in glory. And it didn't say anything, but it showed me that it was time to come home, and I woke up. And the next day is when my eyes were open to who Jesus is, that he's not just a man, that he's God in the flesh. And so for Jews, it's really a homecoming when they come to know who Jesus is.
Amen. You know, Cyril, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times people get frustrated when they've been praying for their loved ones and they haven't come to the Lord yet. And I always tell people, God reaches people sometimes in dreams and visions. And so when we're praying, not only should we be praying that, you know, God brings other people across their path, everywhere they go, people witness to them, pray that people have dreams and visions, because I know that he still reaches people that way, and you're a perfect example.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He knew what I needed.
Great. That's awesome. Well, Cyril, thank you so much. It's a delight to get to know you, and I hope that you will stay in touch with me.
Yes, my pleasure. God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And that was my interview with Cyril Gordon. And in the meantime, drum roll, Edith McFlynn called and she got the right answer, because that's such an easy question. What did King Solomon ask God to give him? The answer is wisdom. Edith McFlynn, she got the right answer. She gets the coupon for bagels. See, it could have been you. Could have been you, but you were too scared. You were too shy. Oy, but that's okay. You know, next time. All right, we have time for some more music. Here's Ted Pierce, Walk in the Light.
Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The haughty man is humbled, the lofty one brought low, for the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua is the Lord, unto the glory of God. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The pride of man is humbled, arrogance abased, for the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua is the Lord, unto the glory of God. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. We're gonna walk.
Gonna walk.
Walk in the light.
Walk in the light.
We're gonna walk, walk, walk.
Gonna walk.
Walk in the light. Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. We're gonna walk in the light of the Lord. Come on, walk in the light of the Lord.
Hey, this is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
Remember, Ted Pierce is going to be at Shemayas Royale on Saturday, November the 23rd for our 11:30 service. You're going to want to be there. In the meantime, here's a Jew born anew, Marty Goetz.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. the greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family, all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a real shlemiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was. Yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So I sing a lie, la lie, lie, la lie, la lie, lie, la lie, la lie, lie, la lie, 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 la lie, lie, la lie, la lie, lie, la lie, 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 lie
ברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאיר אדוני פניו אליך ויקונך. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next week, you'll enjoy a pre-recorded interview with David Levitt from Be In Health Ministries. Have a blessed week. Shabbat Shalom.